This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. I hope. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Listen, that's the genesis, for those of you who keep asking me. It's called the Genesis Communication Network. It's a way that the show gets out to a multitude of stations across the country. And I appreciate them, and they appreciate you listening, I'm sure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots and lots and lots happening up there. On the website, got some great writers. We have a poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been afraid, taught to be afraid of, told to be afraid of, even made up lies about it. And look at, read it. Read the book. You'll find out you don't have to be. You can find it on Amazon. You'll get it quickly from there. You can get the, what's that thing called, the Kindle version up there as well. And I am working on a second version of that coming up here, hopefully shortly. But listen, with Christmas coming around, if you want to buy them for your family members, and you want, what's a grip of them, if you want a bunch of them, I'm going to say a bunch, I'm like, you know, five or whatever, I will make you a deal, okay? And just send me an email. Say, Joe, I'd like to get five of your books for family members. Frank, Todd, John, and Sally, whatever their names are, I'll sign the books, get them out, and I will cut you a deal on them. Because I think they should get in the hands of as many people as possible. Seriously. Because when you're... these are just normal things that you should be thinking and talking and working through on a daily basis. Right? I mean, why do they have to lie to win? Right? Why do they have to tell you can keep your doctor, you can keep your health care plan? Why? Why'd they have to tell you that the new healthcare program wouldn't add one dime to the bottom line? If it's that great and it'll work, they don't have to tell you anything. They just make it happen. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. My God, I mean... This is like the news that a planet's going to hit the planet. You know, I mean, an asteroid's going to hit the planet. De Blasio won again in New York. I don't get it. You people complain about him all year long, and then you vote him back in? I'm so confused. Anyway, more crazy stuff. So, a PhD said that pushing women into the STEM programs could diminish their happiness. That's right. A newly minted sociology PhD from Emory University argues in a new book that efforts to get women more into STEM fields could actually diminish their happiness. So, God bless America. Chris Martin, who recently earned a PhD in sociology from Emory University. I love these guys. They get the diploma on Tuesday at 5. By Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, they're experts in their field, and they haven't done anything with it, really. So, he recently earned a PhD in sociology from Emory University. He argued that pushing women into STEM fields could reduce their happiness because they may be more likely to enjoy other academic fields, such as psychology or sociology. Why? Women can't get a hold of technology. They don't know how to use technology. They couldn't learn how to be good in different technology fields. Is that what this person is saying? They'd be better, what, in psychology or sociology? Why? It's not as strenuous? I always got a kick out of this. Right? Attempts to create parity in the STEM can involve pulling women out of fields that they are intrinsically motivated to pursue. Look, let me tell you what, buddy. You're not going to pull a woman out of anything she wants to do. If she really wants to do it, if she has a heart for it, and she believes that that's what she's supposed to be doing in life, I'm telling you, 98.9% of the cases, she's going to do it. And you're not going to stop her, and you better support her in that endeavor. Let me tell you. I grew up around a lot. Well, I won't say it'll be nice. Anyway, when you pull women out of fields that they're intrinsically motivated to pursue, which could diminish their happiness, Martin wrote, point to research that shows men are generally speaking more interested in things while women are drawn to people. Yeah, apparently this guy's never done any technology work when you're dealing with people. People who are petrified at the new technology going in, petrified at the new technology around them. Lots of people. I actually, years and years ago, my first couple of years in computers, there was an office, I think it was like 30 or 40 computers. They were actually installing them for the first time. They had these typewriter computer type of things. I'll tell you what. There wasn't enough testosterone in the building to help save me that day. Because these women were all bawling. They were all crying. They were so petrified of the new computers they had, the screens they had. They didn't have a mouse. What's a mouse? They had a return key on the other device. They were just falling apart over there. Not because they were women, but new technology, and they were expected to be productive. But you know what? Every one of them, when they started picking up, they moved through that quickly. And I'll tell you something else. It's funny, this story just came up, right? I was just talking about this a week or two ago, and that when I have my helicopter pilot's license, and women tend to fly better than men. Yeah, they get, and oh my God, this PhD would understand this, but they're more mechanically inclined. They don't manhandle stuff. I'm telling you, you watch a woman fly, when a woman takes her, flies a plane or a helicopter, what have you, they're just better at it. They seem to be natural at it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Additionally, Martin told Campus Reform that people shouldn't impose on women's freedom to choose which field they study. Who's forcing them in a field? I want to see that part of the study because I can't find it anywhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. Hopefully you will, too. Don't go far. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chicky.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And don't go far. Okay, you know, some of you, now, she doesn't listen to the show, so I'm not worried about it. I was talking to a listener today, and she said, you know, your hair sucks. I don't know who's cutting your hair, but it's terrible. I go, look, they're going to love this. I go to Supercuts. I don't, look at me. Do I look like a guy that's in a high fashion? Like I go buy $300 suits and get $200 haircuts? I'm not interested. And yes, I do need a haircut, but I don't want to hear about it from, I'm sorry, I guess maybe I don't. No, because, you know, the minute I say I don't want to hear from it from you guys, some of you smart alecks, We'll be doing all kinds of stuff, sending me all kinds of pictures, making me look like, give me a Trump haircut or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Any topic is open except my hair. You know, people used to think I wore a toupee. You know, does that make me like Donald or something? I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website and, you know, get involved in the conversation. There are other people out there smarter than I am, and you'll learn a lot from them as well. And look, they got their act together. I just kind of sort of do. We're talking about how a professor, and it's got to be a liberal professor, has decided that pushing women into STEM fields, which are technology fields, science and technology, make them, I guess it depresses them, makes them feel bad, takes away from their happiness. Really? I was always told when you found a job where you loved what you did, that was what you wanted to do. I mean, that would make you happy. You know, some people, and I believe in it. Boy, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair if I didn't. You don't have to make $1 million. You just have to love your job. If you can pay your bills and take care of yourself and your family and love your job, man, you can't be any more blessed than that. But according to this PhD, you can't. Yes, I'm driving to home a point that they're a PhD. I'm doing that for a reason, because that doesn't make, just because you have a degree in something, doesn't make you the smartest person in the room. It doesn't even mean you're smart. There are plenty of people that are, you've heard this a million times, book smart and life dumb. He goes on to say that women can be justified in their careers that they choose, regardless of whether they're in STEM or not. We don't have to always think of women as a disadvantaged sex. Who thinks of women as a disadvantaged sex? Right? He's upset that people are pushing for 50-50 STEM ratio in gender. And I don't care about that. That doesn't mean anything to me. It's you nutjobs on the left that write these letters, that write these rules that somehow we have to make STEM equal. Well, no, we don't, actually. Look it. Women tend to be much more caring. I know. All right? I'm going to make every woman love me and every guy's going to hate me. Women tend to be much more caring and much more loving and much more patient than men do, for the most part. Now, you think there's any correlation between that and the fact that in the true nursing field, there are more women than there are men? Should we wait and keep women from becoming nurses until we have a 50-50 ratio? Because there'd be a lot of dead people if you wait for that. Men just don't have the kind of patience. Well, most men, not all men. So there is a major difference between men and women. There's a major difference in how we process things, how we move through things in our life. Right? With different things happen, my wife and I, she's a very strong woman, but we deal with things differently. I can let things roll off my back a lot easier than she can. She has to, as she tells me, and some of her women friends tell me, they have to process it. My processing it is right after the flush sound. It's been processed. See you later. Have a nice day. Because I can't let people steal my joy. I can't let people steal my happiness. I don't care if you're one of my children, one of my family members, a close friend, whatever you are, you have to live your own life. And I can't let you take away from mine. There's nothing in the Bible, there's nothing in the book of life, if you don't believe in the Bible, that tells you that that's okay. You do for others out of the heart, you do for the others out of love of humanity, you do for the others when you can, but I won't keep doing something for someone who A, doesn't appreciate it, and B, flushes it. Why bother? There are so many other people out there that would appreciate certain things so much more. You know what I'm saying? So, to think that we're going to steal something from a woman because we'd like her to at least be... You know, I used to hate... some of you guys know, because you old listeners or old-time listeners, you know that I owned a technology company. And two or three times a year, you know, we'd open it up to interns. We had Groundhog Shadow Day, that kind of stuff. And it irked me to no end that there were two or three girls and like seven or eight or nine boys. Because... working on computers wasn't the girly thing to do. Are you serious? You working on computers at one time when I was doing it, you could make yourself $100 to $120 a year. I'm sorry. Is it not girly to make $100 to $120 grand a year? I don't get it. What, do you have to be into fashion because you're a girl? I mean, you guys are the ones really, you professors are the ones that are screwing all this up. People should be able to do. They should be exposed to everything and able to do whatever job they want to do, whatever career they want to go into, whatever they're happy doing, whatever fills their passion. I've always believed that you should get kids, you know, in a young age, junior high school, get them to understand. I know he probably doesn't care, but anyway, my youngest son always knew he was going to work with his hands. I mean, the kid always had a hammer in his hand or a saw or something. Right? So, what do you do? Do you want me to dissuade him and maybe try to teach him to do calculus or something? I don't know. Would that be kind of stupid? My eldest son loved to cook. What should I do with him? Should I have steered him towards a teaching profession or, I don't know, working on computers? That would have been kind of stupid, wouldn't it? I think we should encourage people, our kids, but in this case, adults, this PhD needs to back off and allow people to be exposed to all kinds of different careers and then allow them to decide what they want or don't want to do. That's the right way to do it. At least that's how I see it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always love when people tell you how you should treat other people when they don't know anything about it. You know, it was a male PhD that wrote this, which I thought was hilarious. Anyway, always a pleasure. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Oh, God. Some of the stories you guys sent me, I'm not going to do. I would never do. Right? Because some of the stuff, it's just so crazy and out there. I can't even make sense out of it. And I can usually I can make just enough sense out of it to at least make fun of it if I don't agree with it, don't like it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the Texas Massacre animal. I don't even want to call him a young man, an animal. When I mentioned mental health the other day, some of you are nuts. Guess what? It was a mental health issue. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Come on, everybody. I want to see everybody dancing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, spending your time with me. And I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching. I'd like to believe it shows the high IQ you have. Now, I know I use that line all the time, but because I believe it. I hope it shows the high IQ you have that you're here with us tonight. And I do appreciate the comments that you make as we go through the show. You know, earlier this week, and even on some posts that I was dragged into, I had said that we never deal with mental health when it comes to these issues with the shooters. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had a shooter in Berkeley. I said the same thing then. He was a young man. I said, hey, let's see what happens. Let it play out. You're going to find out somebody knew this kid was a little whacked. You know, nobody wanted to hear about it. And what do we find out? Yes, he was strange, he was whacked, and he had some issues. And now we're having the same problem here. Look, nobody who's simply mad, of sane mind, goes in and shoots up a church full of people, a building full of people, kids. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, the Texas church shooter, he had escaped from a mental health facility. Think about that. It wasn't because he was okay. It wasn't because mental health didn't play a part in the shooting. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Additionally, details are continuing to surface about the gunman who committed the horrific, horrific mass murder at the Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Now, according to a 2012 El Paso Police Department report, during the time Devin Kelly was stationed at Holloman, I guess that's it. If I said it wrong, I apologize. Oh, Holloman Air Force Base. He was charged with a brutal assault against then his wife and stepson. Does it sound like a sane guy to you? Someone who didn't have a problem with violence? His stepson suffered a fractured skull in the attack. Kelly was sent to the Peak Behavioral Health Service Center in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, but escaped from the facility on June 13, 2012, and fled to El Paso. ABC's WFA reporter, Sutherland Park police said that Sutherland Park police officers who were looking for Kelly after escape told El Paso police officers that Kelly suffered from mental disorders and had plans to run from the mental hospital and take a bus out of state. Police issued a warning that Kelly was in danger to himself and others, and yet somehow he still got guns. See, no law would have stopped this man from getting these guns. He wanted to get them. He found a way to get them. It's really irritating that these people actually think they can make a difference with a law. He didn't follow the first one. Last I checked, it was illegal to shoot people. Right? At least that's my understanding. I've been wrong before. Oh, God bless America. Now, police issued a warning that Kelly was a danger to himself and others, and already been caught sneaking firearms onto the base, where he was attempting to carry out death threats that he had made to his military chain of command. This guy has had problems all along. He's never stopped having problems. And somehow, they really believe that stronger gun laws would have fixed this. He was captured at a bus stop. El Paso police turned it back over to New Mexican police. Kelly was then ordered to serve a year in jail for assault against his wife, stepson, and received a dishonorable discharge afterward. That's in 2014. Now, between 2014 and 2017, authorities say that Kelly purchased at least 4 guns. How? How was he get a dishonorable discharge that you were in prison for violence, beat up your stepson, and you're still able to easily purchase 4 guns? Now, he was stopped by an armed neighbor, then ended up killing himself with a single shot to the head after crashing the vehicle when he tried to get away. You know, I love this. No, I really do. I love this. And I think that people need to understand, when we hear about these mass shootings, and you're never going to get the left to believe this. You on the right have to understand this. You guys that are more moderate, you guys that are hard right, you can't just shove this down people's throats. Have an honest and open conversation with somebody. They don't want to hear, they don't want to hear. You can't beat it into them. But at least be able to discuss this stuff in such a way that when somebody walks away from you, they have to think. It has to drive them crazy. It has to be sitting in their head making them nuts. I'm okay with that. Let's get to Brazil. I love her. I really do. I mean, look it. I don't like what she did. I know why she's coming out now. I get all that. I don't care. Truth is truth. I don't care. I don't care that WikiLeaks put out all that stuff on the DNC after they got it, whether they got it illegally or not. It's still a true statement. If there were lies, it would have worked in favor of Hillary. They were true statements. And in a recent piece, Brazil blasted incompetence in response to the email hack at the Wasserman Schultz-led DNC. I mean, she is running around in her book. She accuses the FBI and the Democratic National Committee she used to lead of a bungled response to an email hack that threw the party into turmoil last summer. She says, in hacks, Brazil writes that she only learned of the breach in early June 2016 when then DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, we have to come up with a better name for her than that. She informed her and other party officials that the Washington Post was set to publish a story on the matter that they may have been hacked. She described Wasserman Schultz as just being real casual about it, like it was no big deal. On June 20th, Debbie invited Democratic Party officers to conference call to alert us of the story about the hacking the DNC that would be published in the Washington Post. It was going out the next day. Now, the call was the first time we really heard about the depth of the problem. And then about 5 weeks later, at the start of the Democratic National Convention, WikiLeaks released more than 19,000 emails, including ones that suggested Wasserman Schultz had helped Clinton win the nomination over the rivals. Now, the revelations ultimately led to Wasserman Schultz stepping down. Why would she step down if there was anything wrong? If they thought it was okay? If they thought it was right? Oh, come on, really? I mean, they talk about this stuff like it's no big deal. That's what they're talking about it now. And now they're attacking her, which I think is wonderful. She's getting to see truth. I would love to see her re-register Republican. Wouldn't that be hilarious? She says the FBI, after learning of the problem, only contacted the DNC IT department. The IT contractor, on the other hand, went looking for a compromised computer. When he didn't find anything, they let it go. Brazil says this back and forth went on for weeks before the FBI provided additional details, and the technician alerted a superior. Even then, it took 7 months for Wasserman Schultz to do something. By the time Devlin finally found out about the hack, the Russians had been in the system for almost a year without anyone noticing. That's amazing. I mean, I don't care what group it was. So I don't care whether it was Republicans or Democrats. But that they were in there that long and nobody picked up on it? The technician must have been sleeping, cashing his check, and moving on. Brazil writes questioning why the FBI didn't go directly to the DNC boss and why the IT contractor didn't go straight to a superior. The FBI didn't immediately respond to requests from news sources. They probably never will. The book also revives allegations that the DNC was not very responsive to Obama administration's warnings. Brazil writes that a reporter had told the FBI, the FBI had been calling and calling. Now, they've been calling the DNC about the Russian possibility having hacked in the group's electronic system, but they never got anybody to respond to them. Why? Why would you not respond? Well, maybe you're guilty. I'm just saying. Maybe there's something you don't know what your response is going to be because you don't know what they want. You know you've been doing stuff wrong. Right? I mean, look at, if you're driving down the road, speed limit's 55, and you're doing 55 miles an hour, don't give me all the racial stuff. I don't want to hear it. And you see the lights go on behind you. It's going to be a couple of things. First thing in your mind is, you know you weren't speeding. Unless your speedometer is bad, you know you're not speeding, right? All right, so maybe my registration expired. Maybe my tires are too bald. Maybe I have a brake light out. You don't know. There's no reason to get crazy. But if you know you weren't speeding, you know it isn't about someone that, when the cop comes to the window and says, you know why I pulled you over? Don't be a smart butt. Because I know I could come up with 50 answers for that, too. You can say to him, I know it wasn't because I was speeding, because I wasn't. Don't know what else it is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. More in Brazil after the break. You know, she's got some concerns that you need to know about that are real. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I'm not doing it. You won't catch me singing that stuff. You know, I know some of the other commentators do that, and I get a kick out of it, right? I see some of that stuff, and I just laugh. There's just no way. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking, you know, I just want to get to it because I don't want, the last segment, I don't want to lose time with it. You know, Donna Brazile, she was not thrown on the bus by any stretch of the imagination. She bought into this. She was part of it. I get all of that. But what I love, because they do this so much, the Dems are so good at this. What I love is They threw her under the bus in a heartbeat when they no longer need her, when they feel like she could be a problem. Right? She's gone. If I was her, I'd be worried about a lot of things, a lot more things than just throwing me out of the party. Brazil had been asking aloud why agents didn't directly call Wasserman Schultz, considering she was a member of Congress. She also writes that Eric Holder, the U.S. Attorney General at that time, stopped her at then-President Obama's birthday party in August 2016 to say that the DNC was not very responsive to FBI inquiries, so he must have known what was going on. And here I was thinking he was asking me to dance. She said then-National Secretary Advisor Susan Rice also warned her it took a long time for the FBI to get a response from the DNC. Now, while the book hit the shelves on Tuesdays, excerpts from the bombshell tell-all have been sending shockwaves throughout the Democrat Party since last week. Among her allegations is that the 2015 joint fundraiser agreement between the DNC and Clinton camp gave the campaign unprecedented authority over the DNC. But what's really funny is you've got people now on the left saying, well, this is not uncommon. The nominee for the party usually does have control of the national committee. Yeah, the problem was she wasn't the nominee before all this went down. She was not the nominee when they signed this agreement. Former campaign office, see, they can't tie it together. That's proof that there's a little sickness going on there. Former campaign officials have denied the allegations and point out the agreement was presumably meant for after Clinton became the party. Yeah, of course, it probably said that somewhere in there. After you become nominee for the party, and if you don't, we'll just rip up the agreement. I'm sure that was in there somewhere. As for the hack, Brazil Rice had her first clue emerged in early June, right before the conference call, when her cell phone started acting like it was possessed. She said the phone kept requesting her password, so she eventually called a DNC helpline and spoke to a technician who she said expressed no alarm but still advised her to immediately delete her DNC email account from all of her electronic devices. Why would he do that? Why delete it? We knew there was more coming, she said. We just didn't know when. Right? Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, had warned that the batches of documents about the Democrats would be released all the way up to Election Day. Now, I heard Assange on an interview today. And he said all this stuff is just a distraction. Now, look, he's no genius just because he knows how to get information out. Let's not believe everything he says, does, or alludes to. Because, you know, the big bombshell on Hillary never really came, did it? Even though he kept saying it was going to come. Right? Now, a sign that the email dump was timed to thwart Clinton's presidential bid was a tweet in August by Republican operative Roger Stone. Wow. He's an operative now. Foreshadowing dirt on Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta. That sleazy, leering, white-haired Nixon operator who was a big supporter of Donald Trump tweeted that soon it would be Podesta's time in the barrel. We didn't know when the hammer would fall, but we were all ready. We could see it coming, Brazil writes. So they knew all this stuff was happening. They knew what was going down. There were hints. There's no way these people consistently looked around them with the information they had and believed that nothing was happening. Nothing was going down. There was nothing to worry, nothing to see here. I don't buy that for a second. But Brazil comes out and says a couple of other things that are kind of interesting. She, where did it go? It was here a second ago. You know, I'm telling you guys, I hate computers. Let me see. Ah, there it is. She said that she was haunted by Seth Rich's murder. She was so afraid at one point. You ready for this one? She closed her blinds so the snipers couldn't see her. Why would... Either you're a nutcase, or you really believe they were out to get you. And you knew it could happen because you were in the mix of conversations. You've seen things happen in the past. Now, with the FBI the way they are, I don't know how... or why, for that matter, a group of people would come forward and want to talk to them or anybody else. I'd be afraid who they were in the bag for. And Donna Brazile is, you know, again, making some huge waves with her books. By the way, the book is called Hacks, The Inside Story of the Break-ins and Breakdowns that Put Donald Trump in the White House. Perhaps one of the most intriguing revelations to come from the memoir was the fact that Brazile found herself fearing for her life at one point. After the Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich was fatally shot in Washington, she was concerned. Well, why would you be? I mean, it was a random act of violence, right? Got killed with somebody mugged him, although they didn't take his wallet, watch, any money out of his pocket. Conservative and founder of the aggregate news website, The Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, tweeted about Brazil's fear to his 545,000 followers, raising speculation about what Brazil knew about the Rich's death. Brazil writes that she was haunted by the murder of the DNC and feared for her own life, shutting the blinds so snipers couldn't see her. The information allegedly from Brazil's book paints a bleak picture of the toxic atmosphere. Man, these people must have been, I mean, this must have been like working for the darkest, deepest recesses of the CIA, don't you think? Would you stay with a company that you felt like this with? Would you try to get the information out? Because, look, it doesn't stop with Donna. You've already seen plenty of people disappear. In an article covering Brazil's desire to replace Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton with Senator Joe Biden as the party's nominee after Clinton's fainting spell in September, Washington Post writer Philip Rucker also wrote that Brazil's book indicated that she was haunted by Rich's still-unsolved murder. They would have been better off with Joe Biden. They probably would have won this thing with Joe Biden. Right? I mean, people just didn't want Hillary shoved down their throats. And the ones that were backing Hillary tremendously, the ones that gave us Donald Trump, if you would. Now, the question here really, truly, at the end of the day is why Brazil would feel as though she was a target. Why would she feel? I mean, she's what they look for. She's what they pull in. She's what they entice, right? An African-American woman at the top or the upper echelon of the DNC. They wouldn't want anything else. If you recall, it was reported in May last year that Brazil tried to put an end to the investigations into Rich's death. She allegedly called the police and the Rich family, demanding to know why a private investigator was snooping into the staffer's desk. Right? So it would look like she was trying to stop the investigation. Why? Somebody has to reach out to her. She has to respond to that. Now, one of the things would be, if she was petrified of being, I know this is bad, being knocked off herself. Maybe that's what she was worried about. I would be. Last year, WND covered some 33 mysterious deaths linked to former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, dating all the way back to the 70s. Do you think there's nobody else at the party that knows about that? That doesn't know about that, I should say. Right? Do you think there's other people at that party that have no clue as to what might be happening behind the scenes with her? Because you'd have to be, you would really have to be brain deaf. Brain dead. And I tease people all the time about this stuff. You don't think this stuff happens. You know, it's my complaint about the mafia. And not that they listen to me or that I have one with them. But if you think about it, they're glamorized. A lot of people see the mafia as a glamorous organization. But think about what they do. And they're cold-hearted about it. It's not what you see on TV. I grew up around these guys. They don't care who you are. They don't care who you belong to. They don't care who your kinfolk is. Every one of these things is an example. Every one of these things is proof that you don't screw with the mafia. You do what they tell you to do, you do it how they tell you to do it, and you make sure you're not a dime short when you bring the money back to them. Right? There's no way around it. It's the reality of how they operate. And you can glamorize them on TV all you want to. As we saw happen, I mean, Goodfellas was pretty good in places. And they're right, you do look like the guys. Everybody wants to be like you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thank you for being with me. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for listening. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll there. Lots you can do. Hopefully you'll be back tomorrow, because I will. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.